you're chomping on the line, Zach.
Okay. Let me hear what you got to say.
Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Jackie. Am I speaking with Jack, ironically?
Yeah, isn't that good? Jack and Jill? I mean, no, Jack and Jack. Jackie, so how you doing?
You know, it's funny. My cousin, who I'm best friends with, her name is Jill. So, you know, we do the Jack and Jill thing all day long. So.
Yeah, that's all right.
So I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, still plucking in a little bit.
Good, good. I know it's your day off, you said?
Yeah, I got off. I work two jobs. I work one job, then I do this on the after work. So,
gotcha. What else do you do?
I work for Red Castle. We clean out houses and work for the city, do all metropolitan houses and all that crap. So,
gotcha.
And I do my stump at any evening. I do stump work at night.
Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good process going. So good for you. You know, it sounds like you're a really hard worker. It takes a lot to do two jobs. So, you know, you're the real hero right now.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate the effort, though. Yeah, I mean, I give it help.
Okay, so just looking over at all the stuff that Giselle sent over. So, wow, you've only been in business for 3 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably roughly 3 months, a little over maybe.
Okay, wow, yeah. And you're listed over there on Angie's. How are you liking that? Is it bringing you in the return on investment?
No, I'm not doing too good. They just took an extra $500 out of my account, and I'm trying to get my money back.
Phew! Well, right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on every 3 months, you know, for $500 for every 3 months. And they did me $500 a month. So they just took an extra $5 out of my check, and you know, I was trying to figure out how to get it back out of them.
Oh, man. I hope it's refundable. Is it, you know, it's.
I'm fine, but I done got the bank and them on it too. There ain't nothing happened yet, so.
I don't know if maybe I have the wrong link, but I tried to pull up your listing on Angie, and it says that they can't find the page that I'm looking for.
Could be Jack Stump Removal. So, but it's
Jack
on there.
Stump Removal, yeah. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, that's what I have.
Yep, that's me.
Well, you,
I've been on there for a while.
Yeah, okay.
It's only my second month on Angie's list.
Okay, so you have one more month with them, and then, you know, I would assume if it's non-refundable, you have the option to cancel if that's what you want to do. I'm not telling you to cancel, but.
Yeah, I'm canceling anyways. I can't afford $500 a month. I just barely covered it last month. I only got four jobs so far. Anyway. The rest has been all tree work.
Tree
work. All I do is just stumps.
And that's really great. I actually used to work for a property management company, so I managed homeowner associations, and you know, you would think that arborists can handle like stump removal, but I was so shocked. Some of the arborists that we worked with, they didn't do stump removal, or we had to seek out separate contractors just to handle stumps. So it's good that you're okay. So I'm just taking a look, and it looks like you don't have a website yet, so we can absolutely help you out there. Okay. Well, right off the bat, Jack, I want to let you know a little bit about us. We are Local Splash. We've been in business for 18 years. We work with tens of thousands of companies around the United States, and we are a premier Google Channel partner, and we also have a partnership with Meta, formerly known as Facebook. So what that means for us is that we are only allowed to work with one business per industry, per area. So if I start working with you in Springfield, Ohio, I have to close out that area, and we can no longer work with someone who specializes in stump removal or provides the same services that you provide, because it would be considered conflict of interest. It would be us putting our clients in competition with each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Means I couldn't work for any of you less anyway, so, yeah.
So, all right. So I just wanted to make that very clear to you. So here's what's great about our pricing. We don't really do contracts. Everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. Since you are so new in business, I mean, heck, you're still within the first couple of months. We actually have a discounted rate or credit that we can apply. The package that I have here is normally $349 monthly, but since you're so new in business, I can apply that credit, and I can actually take $100 off of that, and I can bring it down to $249 a month. Now, that does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. However, since you're so new in business and, you know, just based on your experience with Angie's List, I'm going to just waive that setup fee for you. So, you know, we can get you started with an investment today of $249, and then your pricing month to month thereafter would be $249, flat rate. That's not going to go up on you, even if our prices increase, no matter how many leads you're getting in, that's going to stay consistent. So let me just, before I even go into what this all includes, because I see that you don't have a website, and the website is included. I'll just say that right off the bat. We can get you set up with a website. And that's just one perk of what's included. But just based on the price alone, is that something that would align well with your budget?
Well, if sounds like it might work. It's cheaper than Angie's List. I mean, so as long as I don't have to buy it while I'm playing for Angie, so...
Okay. Yeah, it's half of Angie's List, right? So I'm glad that we can at least. Yeah, yeah. And you know, the thing with Angie's List is that you're sharing your leads with your competitors, right? So when somebody goes and searches a company on Google, even if they have your specific company name, they're probably, and even if they hear about your business word of mouth, right, the first thing they're going to do is still go look you up on Google. And then they're going to see that you have a listing in HomeAdvisor/Angie's List, and they're going to click on that. And then you're going to get charged for a lead, right? But it was really a referral. So, you know, it's really not super exclusive, the whole Home Advisor Angie's List. Whereas with this, your calls will be coming directly to you. Nobody touches your calls. There's no third party. And we even, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'll get into this a little bit more down the line. But we do also include what we call a dashboard, which is a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So not only are your leads coming directly to you, but you have the ability to go into the tracking system and look at lots of criteria with these leads, like where they're coming from, how many clicks you're getting, how many calls you're receiving, and all that. So basically, what's really all included with that $249 monthly is we're going to give you complete Google local optimization setup. So we're going to get you listed on that first page of Google under the local map section. We're also going to include a directory submission package. We have access to over 60 directories, the most popular ones in your area. So just to name a few, we're going to get you set up on Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. You name it, we give you a listing there. And what that's going to do for your business is it's going to increase brand relevancy. It's going to really help with that local optimization, and it's going to give you a very strong internet presence. And that's kind of how we have an advantage to, in addition to being partnered with Google, that directory submission really helps us push our clients to the top a lot sooner than other companies. We're also going to give you initial content creation on Bing, and we can give you voice activation on Amazon Alexa and Google Home. And then lastly, we're going to give you exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. And then, you know, you add in the website in addition to all of this, and we're covering all of your bases pretty much. So how we do that, would you say sounds like it?
Yes. I was just kind of listening and talking at the same time.
I love it. I love it. I love to see you engaged. So basically how all of this works is if someone was in Springfield, Ohio, and they're looking for stump removal, or let's say there's a service that you provide that, you know, not a lot of people know that you provide. as long as it's a service that you provide, you can give that keyword to our analytic team, and they're going to actually make sure that you pop up when someone in your targeted area is searching for those specific services, right? So they don't even need to look up your company name. They just need to look up what you do, and then you're going to pop up there. So basically, why we do this is because we know that these companies that are popping up on keyword searches done daily are capitalizing on over 90% of the revenue. So I'm sure that you could definitely see the benefit of being part of that percentage, right?
Right. Now, if right. I say, you know, let's say all I want to do is stump removal, when you ain't going to pop it up as tree removal and everything else. All I want to do is just stump removal. I mean, that's all I want to. And maybe a small baby tree, you know, something little like that. But I don't want to just come up tree service, and every tree service in Google will call me and say, you know, ask me about tree service, because that ain't what I do.
Right, right. And I think a program like this would really benefit your company because you only specialize in stump removal, right? Maybe you'll do a small
right.
job, like you said, here and there. So it's really going to help filter out the people who are looking for those bigger jobs that so it doesn't waste your time, if that makes sense.
Exactly. That's what all I've been getting. I mean, I get like three jobs of stump removal on all Angie's list, and that's all it was, you know. And the rest of it's all tree service, and I don't want to do tree service. I just want to do stump removal, and that's it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we can absolutely do that, and we do that by targeting specific locations, both computer and mobile devices, and we can also even market towards your peak business hours. I know you mentioned that you do the stump removal stuff once you're done your other job, so we can absolutely target it towards the hours that you want it to be targeted for. Okay?
Okay.
So let me ask, do you have a... my computer wants to work. Do you have a Facebook page for your business?
No, I do not. It's just
okay.
me, and we go out and get out of cards all day. We pass out a lot of business cards.
Gotcha. Okay, do you have a personal business? Personal business page. Jeez, can you tell it's the end of the day? Do you have a personal Facebook page?
No, I do not.
I'm on Facebook,
but not, you know, not for tree work or not for stump grinding or anything.
Right, okay.
Because
what we can do is we actually can, we include Facebook advertising in that package as well. So, you know, if you don't have a business Facebook and, you know, if you don't even really want to be involved in your business Facebook, if you give our technician team access, they can handle all of that on their end. You just let us know, you know, what pictures you want, the way you want everything to look, and they can take care of that for you. That way, you're not spending hours trying to get your Facebook page to look the way you want it to. You can spend that time in the field working on stump removal, right? So
that's
just another... Yeah, exactly. So the great news is that not only do we include the Facebook advertising, and again, if you don't have a business page, they can work with you and help you get that set up, but they also manage the Facebook advertising for you. It's just another effective way to increase your business leads, and our clients have seen great results throughout the years. So with Facebook ads, we can target your audience so you can reach more people interested in your business, and it's also just a great way to maintain a more personal relationship with your customers and prospects. And it works basically the same way as Google. So anytime anyone's on Facebook searching or viewing pictures and stories, they're going to be exposed to your business. So if they're looking for stump removal around Springfield, Ohio, then your ad will show up on their feed, both desktop and mobile devices. The more that they see Jack stump removal, the better your conversions are going to be from just potential jobs to real jobs that you'll be going out and doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
Now, you're still talking like 200, and how much a month you said for the first month?
I'm going to lock you in at just $249. I even waived the setup fee for you, and these packages usually go for about $349.
Okay, so it'd be $249 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's permanent. I mean, that's flat out. That's all I pay. I don't pay for leads. I don't pay for nothing else.
Yep. That $100 of that amount goes towards your Facebook advertising. So it's all included. And like I said, even if our prices go up, we grandfather our clients in at the price that we sign them up for as long as they decide to stay with us.
Okay. We might try this for a month and see how it works or two, see how it goes.
Okay. I love that. That's great. So just the last part, I just really want to explain this dashboard to you. I want you to understand that you have the ability to go in and see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the search that was performed. We can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So if you ever want to add keywords or change keywords, run promotions or change any content, you can even run ads that you're hiring. Because if you start getting a good heavy lead flow and you decide, crap, I need more people in my company, you can even advertise that you're hiring and help filter with quality candidates. So What was that?
That might work by just buy some more machines. I'm just starting out with one. My brother's doing it all. So, I mean, it works really nice for us right now, but
yeah.
Hopefully we
can
keep up.
You'll be able to get the new equipment soon enough here. You know, once people start finding you on Google, it really causes a steady stream of workflow. And our goal for our clients is that they'll get to a point where they're able to cherry pick the most profitable jobs. I know it sounds like you mostly specialize in stump removal, but if there's any kind of specification or special service that you give for stump removal that's more profitable than another one, then you can absolutely capitalize on that and even cherry pick the jobs that are going to pay you the most. So, all right, great. Well, just to give you a little timeline breakdown, because I want to make sure before we go through with everything that you have a full understanding of the timeline and how everything works. So for the I'm going to bring up the timeline for you because I really want to make sure that I paint this picture in your head. So if you'd like to take us up on the offer for the website, we can get the website up and running within the first 3 to 5 days. The directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days, okay? And then within the first 6 to 10 days, you'll receive a postcard from Google in the mail. We're going to get you all set up with a Google Business Profile. So then once you receive that and you get the PIN back to us, then we're able to start working on our end to get your Google Business Profile up. Your Facebook ads are going to be up and running within the first 7 to 14 days. So the smaller pieces of the puzzle come to fruition sooner and are able to generate calls more directly to you as we work on the big ticket item, which is really your Google Business Profile. So now once that's up and running over time, your ranking is just going to increase. And then once you've secured that first page placement within the 30 to 45 day marker, we've seen our clients get there sooner, but the terms and conditions just state 30 to 45 days till you're listed first page. But once you're there, it's just a matter of continuously reporting to our technician team. They're available Monday through Friday. We are open, you're over there in Eastern Standard, so we're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So between Monday to Friday at those times, you're welcome to call our technician team, and you're welcome to update them on anything that needs to be modified just to ensure accuracy for your listings all across the board. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does so far.
Okay. All right, fabulous. So I guess we're all set to go then. I'm just going to go through and verify your business information as well as your personal information, because as we go through everything, I'm going to be sending you some emails, and you'll also get that through text notification. For example, you'll get a copy of your invoice sent directly to your email and your phone. We also are going to send a little verification email for you to do, not on the phone with me, but you know, when you have time on your own, there will be a form for you to fill out to get your Google Business Profile set up. So what's a good email address to send all that information over to?
JackGibson937@gmail.com.
Okay. And I have Jack Getson, right? So J-A-C-K. G is in girl. E is in eggs. T is in Tom.
G-I.
S. Sorry.
G-I. G-I-B-S-O-N.
Gibson. I'm so sorry.
You were so close.
I said Getson. I don't even know. Okay, yes. So I have Jack Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, 937 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. I would assume your last name is Gibson then?
Yes, it is.
Look at that. Okay. All right. All right. So my last name's Cooper, so I always get the famous Cooper reference.
Yeah.
All right. And Jack, this number that we're talking on now, I have that listed as your contact phone number, but is there a cell phone that we can put in the system so you can receive the text messages?
This is my cell phone here.
Okay.
937-450-7952.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that in your cell phone little slot. And this number that we're talking on now, is this a number that you'd like listed for your business, like for your clients to contact you?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then you're over there in Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to update that. All right. Now, Jack, this next part is very important. This is all of your business information, and this is what Google's going to, you know, this is to set up your Google business profile. So I have Jack's Stump Removal. Is that correct? The
correct.
Name of your business? Okay.
Yes, it is.
And
Jack's
every...
Stump Removal?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Okay, I love being right. I wish I heard that from my boyfriend more. So, Jack, what is your business address?
It's 1676 Catawba Avenue, Springfield, Ohio.
Could you spell the street name for me?
C-A-T-A-W-B-A.
And it's Catawba Road Street?
Avenue. Street. I don't know. It's Catawba is the only thing I know. That might be
I like that. That's a fun word. Catawba.
Okay.
All righty. Cool. Went ahead.
You know a part Indian, did you?
What was that?
You didn't know a part Indian, did you?
I know. No, I
didn't. Never mind. Okay, keep going.
All righty. I'm just going to go through a series of questions here. This is what the, we're going to get you set up with client onboarding as soon as tomorrow. So anything that I'm about to go over with you is just stuff for them to help speed up the process when they give you a call tomorrow. And we will schedule that call. I just haven't gotten that far yet. So it's asking me the services that you offer. These are the keywords that you're going to pop up or that you would like to pop up for your business when people are searching for these services. So whatever services you offer that you would like to be found for, just go ahead and list them. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, I just want to do stump removal and maybe small ornamental trees. You know, I don't want to cut no big trees. I do too much work. I've done that stuff for a long time, so.
Okay, small ornamental trees. For somebody like me, and I hate to say this because I used to manage homeowner associations, like I said, for someone like me who doesn't know to type in ornamental, do you want me to also just include small tree removal?
Yes, you can put that, small tree removal. As long as I don't want no monster trees. I've done that for a long time. I don't like that no more. That's a lot of hard work.
Yes, it absolutely is. And you're not currently working with another SEO company?
Just Angie's List.
Okay, yeah. They're not considered an SEO company, so we're all good for that. All right, and we're going to make sure that we get... I'm going to send over the first email to you. This is... going to be your verification for your Google business profile. I just want to make sure I select the right email to send over to you. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Pictures needed for Google verification. All righty. Great. So I just sent that email over. Let me know if you didn't get it. It's probably going to need like a minute or so until it pops up.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I just hit send. So it's okay. We can keep going through the questions, and then we can revisit to make sure that you got that email. So, all right. Yeah. And you do not have a Facebook page, but...
Well, some days.
And did you want to take full advantage of the website that we can provide you with?
It's all free, yeah. We take advantage of all of it.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way. All righty. So, Jack, how do you accept payment from your clients?
Either check or cash.
Okay. And you already let me know that... How do you want your clients to contact you? I know you said we have this phone number, but did you want them to reach out via email, or was there any other way that you wanted them to contact you?
They could do just messages or voicemail or email or however they can reach me.
Okay, and you want me to include this, the email that you provided me with?
Yes.
Okay.
Or my voicemail.
All righty, putting that in there real quick. And, Jack, what would you like your hours of operation listed as?
I usually go from, like, 4 to 9 in the summertime, you know, then wintertime goes a little slower. So we'll have to mark that up as we go.
Okay, yeah. Again, you can always reach out to our technician team, and they can always make modifications to that as well on their end. Okay, so for 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., is that all week or is that just weekdays?
All day Saturday. I mean, most of the time all day Saturdays and all day Sundays.
Okay.
Some days I work on Saturday, but not all the time.
Gotcha, gotcha. Got to grind for the dime, right?
Money don't come easy.
No, that's for sure. All right, cool. So I put you down for 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then all day Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
They might ask you for specific times for Saturday and Sunday. I mean, should we maybe just put 8 to 4 or something?
Well, I go all the way up to, it gets dark about 9 o'clock now, so I run all day on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so maybe...
Jobs, I'll do them.
Okay, so maybe like 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Or something, yeah.
What was that?
Then we go from like, say 8 till 6 in the evening or 8 till 7 in the evening.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday. That gives me an hour of free time.
All righty, great. I just blocked that in there for you. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do now is we are going to send over, or not send, sorry, my mind's in a million places. I'm going to schedule with you your client onboarding. We typically like to get these done and out of the way the very next day after signing on our clients. So what's your schedule looking like for tomorrow?
Probably work till like 4 o'clock tomorrow. I mean, anytime after 4 would be great.
Okay. Okay. So we're on Pacific Standard. So if you're looking to do it around 4, then it would be 1, 2, 3.
Hey, you're a whole hour off, ain't you? Where are you at? California somewhere?
Yeah, we're based out of California. So our systems run on California time, and I did not think I'd struggle this hard with the time zone differences, but just like converting the time zones.
You're doing it fine.
So, all right. So then for them, it would be one, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So when I send over this invitation, it is probably going to list both time frames, the Pacific Standard and the Eastern Standard. So if you have any questions on that, just know you're definitely locked. It should definitely give you it should give you your time in Eastern.
All right. Don't you mess me up.
Don't mess you up. You're messing me up. No, I'm kidding. You're keeping me straight. So.
I'm not falling, dude. We're still just having fun.
Love it. Love it. Great. And then I'm just getting that invitation ready and sending it out. You'll also get an email with the invitation. All right. Send. Invite all guests.
Well, I might have to switch my, I don't know if I got enough money in my checking. I might have to take some money out of my savings to make sure I'm clear. I'm not sure yet. But I've got two checking accounts. I'm not sure which one's got, and one savings. So.
Okay. Do you want to maybe take a minute to look at your account, make sure that you have the $249 in there?
I think I do, but I know I got it in one account, but I've still got to call my, I just got a new card because they canceled my card on Angie's List because they would start taking all that extra money out on me. I think I still got to call my PIN in, and then I'll have the money on that one, but I have to use the phone to do it.
Okay. Okay.
We clear everything. If you got a number, I can call you back on once I clear, get my PIN number and everything in.
Once you yeah.
do all this. I just want your personal cell phone number. That's all I want. How's that?
Yeah, we don't give out our personal numbers for work.
That's what I wanted.
Hmm?
That's what I wanted.
you don't have an app for your bank that you could just sign on and go look at the,
I can get in on my savings and transfer it over. I think I probably got enough. We can check it and see. Better tell you if I'm clear or not, won't it?
Okay. I can hold if you want to do that.
Okay. Let me see. I think I should have enough in there. I'm going to try and see. I think I got enough on my savings. Oh my God. I think I got 350 or some shit. I don't know. Who knows? I got 300 on one, 350 on the other, and the rest of my money's all in savings. That way you can't spend it all.
Smart financial practice you got going there for sure. All right, yeah, because the next part of everything is the billing process. So, you know, do we want to try it? What was that?
Yeah, we can try it. Do you want a card number?
Hold on one sec. I'm not ready just yet. I'm just finishing up putting
you
in your.
Don't worry with me. Don't try to rush me all my money. You're good, Bill. I'm just playing with you.
At 1 p.m. Yeah, okay. That works. All right. And the 2 p.m. Okay. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go into the billing, and I'm just getting your invoice ready. You know what? Why don't we just, we'll take care of, no, I got to get your invoice. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm going to get your invoice ready real quick.
You're crazy, aren't you? You're just busy, busy, busy.
My mind is just in a million places at once right now. Okay, so we got
you
locked in. Did I slow your roll? Jeez, I haven't heard that in a while.
No.
Okay. So I'm just assigning your package. And we're going to waive that setup fee. Okay.
Slow your roll. Amazing.
And then it was Giselle. please.
You know, it's very hot sitting out here in the car.
Is it bad weather in Ohio today?
It's warm. I'm sweating, so. He took the TV around the house. I'm sitting here talking on the phone all plugged in.
Okay.
Windows rolled up, all 9 yards.
Here you go. You're all set.
Good. I'm just tying my money up. Can we use your account?
You're a funny guy.
I'll put it with you.
Part of having the name Jack is, you know, any Jack you ever meet, male or female, they're such a jokester, right? All right, Jack. So, Jack, on your on the card we'll be using today, does that have your full name on it, or does that have your company name?
Yeah, it's just got my full name.
Okay, Jack Gibson, great. And for the billing address, that would be the 1676 Catawba. Jeez, I can't even pronounce it.
Catawba.
Catawba, that's fun.
You're right. Yeah,
all right.
Fun.
Great. So that is your billing address for that account?
Yes, it is.
Great. And are we using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, et cetera?
No, let's do a Visa. If that don't work, we'll try a MasterCard. No, it should clear.
Okay, great. I'm ready for that card number whenever you are. Out of respect, I'm not going to repeat it, okay?
Okay, it's 4430-4400-6998-7568.
That last four was 7568?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You repeated it.
I know, but
no.
I didn't know if the five, if it was a five or a nine.
So bad, I swear you are. Yeah, we got you.
And the expiration?
The first of 28th or 25th.
So it's January 2025?
Yes, I believe that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, and then the security code?
I can't tell you that. No, it's 863. See, that was a secret.
That one, it is. Security.
Yes, it is.
All right. So, Jack, we're going to get you set up with a security question. Anytime that you receive a phone call from our company, you're going to be prompted to answer the security question just to confirm, you know, that it's you and also to make sure that we are the ones calling you. So, well, you have three questions to choose from. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your pets, or your first pet's name.
Let's go Martin, Kentucky.
Okay, so the city you were born in. And do you mind spelling that for me, just so I absolutely spell it correctly?
I should. M-A-R-T-A-I-N. Sounds good to me. I suppose I get it.
Oh, Martin. Okay, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. Save that for you. There's no caps on that. So, although I think you just say the answer when they call you.
Okay.
All righty. Now, before I hit the button to charge your account today, we just do a voice verification. It's just an added form of protection for you as well as our company. So if while I'm doing the voice verification, if you have any questions or concerns, please stop me. I'd be happy to rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay, rephrase it for me. No, you're all right.
Go ahead. All right. Welcome to local. Well, Jack, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jack Stump Removal.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jack President.
are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose what? No, I don't care. I'm not getting a percentage rate on this, am I?
You're not getting a what?
I'm not going to get a percentage rate on this or anything, am I?
No, no.
Okay. Yeah, then we're good.
Okay. We're just, basically all that question is asking, is saying is that we're not mind readers. If there's ever anything that you need to change or modify or update, you know, just please let us know. Just keep us informed is basically all that's saying.
Yes, ma'am,
okay.
I will.
Great. Love to hear it.
I haven't got your phone number yet.
Oh, are you ready for it? I can give it to you.
Yeah, your personal number?
Well, this is how you would reach me, through my business.
Okay, that's what I want to know. How do I reach you?
Well, I have an extension.
Okay.
All right, so the number is 877-635-6225. And then my extension is 129.
And you're going to be my representative?
No. So once we get off the call today, I'm going to get you set up with your onboarding tomorrow. I'll actually be the one to call you, and then I'll introduce you to our technician that's going to be getting your client onboarding underway. At that rate, you know, you absolutely can reach out to me if you ever have questions or you're looking to upgrade your package or make any changes to your package specifically. But you would actually just stay in contact with our technician team. That they're the ones who oversee and do the back end of what we do, if that makes sense.
But you sound so much nicer.
They're very nice, too. I have yet to meet anyone who's mean in our company, which is very refreshing. So, Jack, I still have to finish this voice verification. I'm almost done, so I'm just going to continue reading on. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 19th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these?
And I go on 129?
Yep. 129. Wait, what? 129. Yep, that's me.
Yeah, okay.
That's me. All right, so... to prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Great. Well, let me be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. We're very excited to have you. So I'm just going to go through now and process your payment. If you just give me 1 second, you should receive... It didn't go through.
It didn't go through? It should.
No.
Well, I have to switch the money over to it.
Okay.
You want to hold and I do that, or you want me to just, I'll call you back on this number here?
I can hold.
Okay, go ahead and hold. I'll see if I can get it through.
Okay. Yeah, I can hold.
All right, hold on. All right, you're on hold. Where's your hold button? Oh, you're on hold.
Holding, we're holding on. Holding, we're holding strong. Do. Well, I can go in here and finish doing all of this. So if I go over to home, for language, English. And got that. And this is Jack Gibson. Copy, paste, copy, paste. Checker cash, use client's own domain, nope, oh, that's important, forgot to go over that, or email, okay. Do. Okay. that sent. So we're good there. Wondering. So the client interview is going to be tomorrow at 1, but really 4. Cool. That's done. Jack and Jill went up the hill in a such a something-something. I don't know the words, but I really should, because my name is Jack. Bitty-boppity-boo. I didn't mean to do that. I wonder. I wonder. No, 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 no. What just happened?